Title: Employers may not have to retain racists, sexists, and belligerently disobedient employees. After all, the NLRB appears ready to rethink its positions on controversial discipline-related doctrines. Content: It is lawful to discipline and even discharge an employee for making inappropriate or offensive remarks in the workplace. Indeed, current anti-harassment and anti-bullying laws may require an employer to take adverse action against a worker for their use of such bad language. However, when those remarks are made while an employee is engaged in union or other protected concerted activity, PCA, then, depending upon the employee's remarks and the context in which they are made, disciplining them for their use of inappropriate language may be an unfair labor practice. Atlantic Steel, 245 NLRB 814, 1979. For example, striking employees who, in addition to directing offensive statements at those who cross their picket line, also threaten them with physical harm or violence or assault them will lose the protection of the National Labor Relations Act, NLRA, or the Act. On the other hand, those who merely verbally attack, trash talk, or speak ill of line crossers, no matter how extreme or offensive their words are, generally remain statutorily protected. Clear Pine Moldings Incorporated, 268 NLRB 1044, 1984. During its reign, the Obama National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, issued a number of decisions relying on Atlantic Steel to grant protection to represented employees who voiced extremely profane and racially charged language in the workplace. See, e.g., Plaza Auto Center Incorporated, 360 NLRB 972, 2014, Pier 60, LLC, 362 NLRB 505, 2015, and Cooper Tire and Rubber Company, 363 NLRB No. 194, 2016, to get a sense of the outrageous conduct the board has recently found permissible under the Act. Likewise, in Total Security Management, 364 NLRB No. 106, 2016, the Obama NLRB held that, even though employers retain the right to maintain and enforce existing work rules and the discretion to discharge recently unionized workers if they violate those rules, the employer still must give the employees new union notice of the employer's intention to exercise that discretion and to meet and confer with the new union before meeting out discipline, at least until such time as the employer and the union have entered into their first collective bargaining agreement or some other agreement governing discipline. Before then, an employer's existing work rules and their enforcement were considered to be the status quo. Accordingly, prior to the board's decision in Total Security, employers were free to enforce existing workplace rules against workers without prior notice and bargaining. McClatchy Newspapers Incorporated D/B/ of the Fresno B, 337 NLRB 1161, 2002. As we anticipated back in a December 2017 blog, cases finding no loss of protection despite obscene, vulgar, or other highly inappropriate conduct were targeted by the board's general counsel for possible review and now definitely appear headed for the chopping block. On September 5, 2019, the board issued its decision in General Motors LLC, 368 NLRB No. 68, 2019, and issued a notice and invitation to the parties and Amici to file briefs addressing the standard currently in place. In General Motors, the employer suspended an employee because he blurted a profane remark to his supervisor while engaged in union activity. Under Atlantic Steel, whether an employee's remarks are protected or not depends upon a weighing of the following factors: 1. The place of the discussion leading to the outburst, 2. The subject matter of the discussion leading to the remarks, 3. The nature of the employee's outburst, and 4. Whether the outburst was, in any way, provoked by the employer's unfair labor practice. Applying these standards, an administrative law judge found the employee's remarks protected, his profanity notwithstanding, and held that GM committed an unfair labor practice when it disciplined him for making the admittedly inappropriate remarks. The board's notice and invitation seeks input on the following issues/questions. Under what circumstances should profane language or sexually or racially offensive speech lose the protections of the Act? To what extent should the realities of industrial life and the fact that labor disputes engender ill feelings and strong responses be applicable with respect to the use of profanity or language that is offensive to others on the basis of race?